We invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll May, with Alan Lee. Ago, when Luigi Basco left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write her and tell her about his adventures. So now, we look over Luigi's shoulder as he writes another letter to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, it's now almost 1 year I'm in America, and everything is new and exciting. Like a traffic system they got here in Chicago. Streets is a full of people and a car. In our little town in Italy is also traffic. Streets is a full of people and the goats. I remember how every day a goat to run over somebody. Over here is a much safer. I'm in Chicago 1 year and I'm never see anybody get hit by a goat. Mamma mia, I explain your traffic system in America. It is a very simple. Here they have a light. Red lights mean the car is a stop, the people are gone. Green lights means the car is a go, people are stopped. It's nice and simple. Only trouble is, Mamma Mia, in the middle, they got a yellow light. I'm here 1 year, still I don't know what is the meaning of yellow light. First, I think, is maybe to keep away mosquitoes. Then I'm standing on the corner and a watch and a watch and a watch. And now I think I know. Yellow light is to mix up everybody and to give a cop enough time to hand out the ticket. Mamma mia, sometimes when I think about this traffic system, I think America is a very good, but maybe it's a safer for a man in Italy. Goats that don't have offenders. This reminds me of our countryman Pasquale, who has a spaghetti palace the next door to my antique store, and who bring me to this country. He is the still the one thing I should marry is a fat daughter Rosa. Pasquale, he's a got what they call here a single track of mine. And Rosa, she's the super chief. Like this morning, my door opened and...
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Luigi, my countryman, all the night long, I'm not to sleep better because I'm a worry about you. Just look under my eyes. What do you see?
Your nose.
No, no. What do you see on the top of my nose?
More nose.
Luigi, look under my eyes. You see deep, dark circles. That's just from a worrying about you. And you know why I'm worrying about you?
Why, Pasquale?
Because the trouble with you is you never go out. You in a store all the time. All the day long, you sit and read. You sit and you sit. You use your head too much.
Pasquale, the reason I sit and read is because I'm studying the English language.
What's it good to study English when the only one you talk to is me and we talk Italian? Luigi, is the time you went out and meet other people. Why you shut yourself up? You like in a closet. You must go out and live and laugh and love.
How I do this, Pasquale?
Take out of my daughter Rosa.
I'm back in the closet again.
All right, have it your way. I'm not going to bother you about marrying a Rosa. I'm come here to tell you to go out and have a good time. That's good for your health.
Where do you think I should go, Pasquale?
Well, where all the tired of business the men go at night?
To bed.
No, they go to night to clubs.
They have a bed there?
Luigi, it's a night to club, but not a Turkish bath.
Pasquale, I like it to go out and enjoy myself when I go to my first night to club. And do the things American people do. But it's a no enjoyment to go out to with your daughter Rosa.
No enjoyment to going out to with a Rosa, eh? Luigi Basco, look at you. 5'4", curly hair. two different color eyes. Big ears, the little nose, the crooked teeth, the green coat, the belt in the back, sneakers.
Pasquale, nice to talk, but don't it change my mind.
Listen to your shrimp or your greenhorn or you. Nobody's going to go out with you but a big adult. So why don't you go out with my Rosa?
But, well, Rosa is a very nice girl, but not for me.
Then who is it for you? You've been in America 1 year. You go out with a nobody. Why? Because no American girls will go out with you.
That's not true. I never ask American girls.
Luigi, you couldn't get an American girl even if you were born in America and a girl is born in Italy.
I prove you wrong, Pasquale. I get American girls.
All right, my little man. I'm telling you what I do. I show you Pasquale's a sport. If you get American girl to go out with you tonight, I pay check at a nightclub. But if you don't get a girl to go out with you tonight, you pick out a Rosa.
Is it not the fair, Pasquale?
Oh, little mouse is talking big. He's not so sure of himself.
I'm sure of myself, Pasquale. I get American a girl and go out tonight, or my name is Nasta Luigi Bosco. What do you say to that?
Goodbye, Sam.
My teacher, Miss Baldwin.
Hello, Mr. Luigi. What brings you to my classroom?
There's something I want to talk to you about. But first, here's an apple.
What a lovely red apple.
Miss Baldwin, if I have my way, I bring you 10 apples every day. In 1 month, you'll have your own pushcart.
Mr. Luigi, it's nice of you to think of me that way.
Miss Baldwin, I'm always thinking about you. I remember when I first started in your night school class. Somebody tells me how much little salary you make. You know, since that day, I'm a coming to school with my own chalk.
Mr. Luigi, that wasn't necessary.
And remember last Christmas, the whole class that chips in and buys you a fountain pen. And you found the one extra present, handkerchief.
That handkerchief was you?
Out of my own pocket. I paid for it myself.
Mr. Luigi, that's very touching.
You got to no idea how I feel about you. When I stand up in a night school and I'm a recite to Jack and a Jill went up at the hill, then I'm saying it to myself, Luigi, when are you and Mr. Spalding going to make it that trip?
I had no idea you felt this way.
You got to no idea how I'm feeling. Remember when Schultz, that the stupid delicatessen man, you put the tack under your chair and you sit on it? Believe in me, Miss Spalding. The pain went right through my heart. Please, Miss Spalding, is there something I must know?
What is it?
Would a nice American girl like you go out with a poor Italian fellow like me?
Yes, Mr. Luigi. I wouldn't be an American if Columbus hadn't discovered this place.
Aha! Well, Pasquale is wrong. Tonight do we go to night club?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Luigi, but I have another date for tonight.
Oh. Well, you sure you tell the truth? Maybe you think I can't afford.
Not at all. In fact, the fellow I'm going out with tonight is very poor. He doesn't have a penny.
Oh, he's another school teacher.
No.
But it's important for me. I must get American girl for tonight.
Why tonight?
Because of Pasquale. He's a say I know can't get American a girl.
Now, Mr. Luigi, it's easy to know girls. Have you seen any American girls alive?
Sure, I see.
Well, then it's very simple. Why don't you call one of them up?
How?
Just use your phone book.
Thank you, my teacher, Miss Spalding. I do. Mr. Spalding, it says you use the phone book. Sounds funny, but I use it. Chicago Telephone Directory. Collective files. Let me see. Girls, I look under G. Garbage disposal. Government bag, the gas for the generator. Now I'm getting it close. Girdle. Glass. Mamma mia, where's the girls? That's so funny. It's an old list of girls. Must be all out of town. What's the name of the telephone book? Here's a lot of names. America in the telephone book, there must be full of good American names. Now, look. Oh, Peter Hen. Prisoner, Chief Swanson, Horowitz, Bajunian, Jung Lu, Krausmeier. Smith, that's it. I think I look up nice American names. Mary Smith. Huh. Let me see. Mary Smith. Mary Smith, Mary Smith, Mary Smith, Mary Smith. Must be a very popular girl to have her name in it so many times. And the look at all the different addresses that she's got. So many of people can't get a place to live with this girl if she's got 100 apartments. Well, I take that girl up. I shot the story. I find American girl tonight. Hello, Mary Smith. This is Luigi Basco. Can you go out on a date with me tonight?
This is Mr. Smith. What are you saying?
Well, I try not to go. I get a different American name. Jones. Betty Jones. That's the name.
Hello?
Is this the Mr. Betty Jones?
Yeah, who's this?
This is the Luigi.
Oh, gee, Louie.
No, Louie.
Oh, cut it, Louie. When'd you get back?
I'm going to never wait.
Hey, are you pulling my leg?
Oh, my telephone is in at the box.
Then who is this anyway?
Luigi Gibasco.
You're not kidding.
No. It's a funny thing. In America, nobody says a goodbye. Well, if it looks like a Pasquale's are going to win, it's a bet. I'm going to try one more girl. Oh, here's a nice name. Suzy Brown. That's right. Every cell phone one, please.
What number are you calling, please?
I'm not calling the number. I'm calling Suzy Brown. Every cell 41.
That's a suburban call. I'll have to connect you with the call operator.
Phone company has two sizes. Toll operator and a small operator. Well, I guess the toll operator is for long distance. Listen, for Luigi Basco, maybe you got the medium-sized operator?
Oh, you're a kid. Sorry. Your number is busy.
Mamma mia. Operator, are you busy?
What do you mean, sir?
Well, I'm going to a nightclub tonight. And I'd like to know if you like it to come with me.
I'm sorry. It's against the company rules.
Then you want to go?
I didn't say that. I just said it was against company rules.
Oh.
However, it's not against the company rules to be in front of the Wrigley building at 8 o'clock wearing red tops, open toes, mesh stockings, 51 gauge, blue hat with brown feather, and I'll have on a scrumptious fur coat imitation I.J. Fox. Peggy Marshak. Oh, shh. The supervisor's coming. Okay. Gee, pocket another 5 cents, please. And how do I recognize you?
Well, that's going to be hard. Wait. I know how you recognize me easy.
How?
I'm going to carry a balloon.
And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
So now, Mamma Mia, I'm going to have it tonight, my first date with American girl. If you see me now, Mamma Mia, you think maybe your boy Luigi is a crazy. Here it is a Sunday and I'm already take a bath. After that, I pour on myself with some special stuff I buy from a barber. It's a very expensive. It cost me 10 cents to have a milk bottle. Now you can smell me all the way to Italy. Also, to make good impression, I'm going to dress up extra special. You should see my suit now. Looks the brand new after I'm going to get through washing it. So now, I'm going to tell Pasquale all about my daughter with American girl. Hello, Pasquale.
How you like the dish? My eyes just say it's a Luigi, but my nose don't believe in my eyes.
Now stop a mess in front of me, Pasquale. I'm all dressed up for the night, the club.
Oh, Luigi, my son, I'm almost a forgot. Are you all dressed up to take out of my Rosa?
No, I'm going to take out a telephone operator.
Where you get her?
From a telephone company.
Must be a new kind of service.
Charlie, I'm not here to argue. Remember what you promised me. If I get a date to myself, you pay for the nightclub.
What's the matter? You crazy? You think I'm going to lock her the barn when somebody's not going out there with my horse?
But Charlie, this afternoon you promised me.
Then it was impossible for you to get a girl, or was it possible for me to keep a promise? Now, is it possible for you to get a girl? Is it impossible for me to keep a promise?
You mean you're not going to pay?
My friend, I give you my answer in two words. Impossible.
Pasquale, you think you're killing my good time, huh? Well, you won't. I'm going to use my own money. I'm going to take a girl tonight to the club. We eat, we drink, we dance, we go home in a taxi. And maybe even I'll buy a flower.
Oh, how much money you got, little man?
$1.80
$1.80, you big stupid. You couldn't... You... $1.80, eh? Sure, that's a five. With all of that money, you can have a wonderful night. You can go any place to eat all you want.
You sure, Pasquale?
Why, prove it. Here, look at my menu. Ham sandwich at 20 cents. Uh-huh. With a pickle at 20 cents. With a potato chip at 20 cents. With a bread at 25 cents.
Pasquale, people eat during the daytime. Nighttime of food is sure to be cheaper.
Sure, that's right. So maybe a sandwich is only 15 cents. Or you order a whole of dinner. In my restaurant is 65 cents. In a night the club is a night the rate, maybe 50 cents.
You think I can also order the wine?
Sure, wine. I charge you 15 cents, maybe they only charge a nickel.
Then I have enough to let you for a taxi.
Sure.
That's right. Taxi is only 20 cents a mile. I go only half a mile of attention.
You see, Luigi, you take a girl out of the nightclub like a chef Paris. You eat or you drink, you take a taxi, you still have a 40 cents left over. What are you going to do with so much money?
Let me see. I know. If I like a girl, tomorrow night, I take her out again.
America, I love you. You like the papa to me.
Almost. Well, it's just 5 minutes past the rate. I wonder where you go. I'm standing here with my balloon. Maybe she's about to come. Hey, there's a girl with the red the shoes, the black the coat. Oh, Mr. Marshall. Hey, here's me.
I beg your pardon.
I'm a fellow make a dancer with you. Luigi Bosco. See the balloon?
Oh, brother.
No. Not as a brother. It's for me, Luigi.
Well, it's a very pleasant evening. Goodbye.
Oh, but the lady. What about the dancer with a nightclub?
Oh, where are you going to take me?
Nice to quiet a place. Here's the Perry.
Stay for me. Oh, you must be really loaded. Appearances are certainly deceitful. Well, try to get to me. Okay, let's go.
Yes, sir. Right this way, I have a nice table for the... Ain't you Luigi Bosco? Remember me, Tony Manelli, Napoli. My father, fisherman.
Tony Manelli. That's right. You little boy. Now you big ahead away. I'm happy to see you.
Please, Luigi, no cue to you.
Okay.
Luigi, I understand you're going with the Pasquale's daughter, Rosa. Last time I see Rosa, she's a big, beautiful like elephant.
My this little girl, she looks just like a chicken.
Don't worry. Roaches still big like elephants. This chicken is somebody else.
Well, have a good time, Luigi. A friend, sit down in front of the special table.
Well, a good evening, mister. That's a nice fellow, Luigi.
Luigi, you certainly know the right people.
Well, you see, I know him since I'm a baby. My mother used to clean a fish for his father.
What about your father?
My father's heart, there was a man. Every morning, winter, summer, snow, rain, he get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
What for?
To wake up my mother to go to work. It's a big place, no?
Uh-huh.
Right this way, sir. Your table. May I have your hat?
It's no use to your face. No fit to you anyway.
Oh, you're so continental. Excuse me while I go powder my nose. Order for me, will you, Luigi?
Here's your menu, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Waiter. I'm going to order a big meal. Now, let me see. First, we start with waiter. I think there's a mistake in your menu.
What's wrong?
It'll say here, ham sandwich for $2. Ain't there a decimal point in the wrong place? Should have been 20 cents.
No, it's right, all right.
Olive. Olives are $1. Must have been very expensive fish. Lamb chops are $4. Mister, you prepared something special for me?
Yes. What would you like?
Ham sandwich for 20 cents.
Well, sir, you must be joking. Our cover charge is $4.
Then take away the tablecloth.
Well, while you're thinking it over, would you like to order a drink?
That's what I like.
Good. What'll it be?
2 glasses of water.
What can I do? I'll bring it.
2 glasses of water, 80 cents.
Mamma mia. That's a Pasquale. He's a duty kind of me purpose. Now, what am I going to do?
Oh, Luigi, I'm enjoying myself immensely. What is your order for us?
Nothing.
Oh, you're so considerate. You wouldn't order without me. So, I know just what I want. Steak.
I was afraid of that, so let you go.
Go? We just came. And they have such a good floor show. Danny Thomas and the Thought Flying the Caucus.
Listen to Peggy, I must tell you the truth. The reason we're there is because I...
Luigi,
know.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello. I see you celebrate. So let us sit down and we join you.
Pasquale, we're going. Pasquale, don't push.
Then stay. We all have a good time.
Let's stay, Luigi.
Oh, you're here alone, Pasquale?
No, I'm here with my daughter, Rosa, the two of us.
We're the preacher.
Rosa, come here. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello. Hello, Rosa.
Say hello to the young lady.
Hello, young lady.
Hello, Rosa.
Anything else you want me to say, Papa?
No, shut up, you pain. Luigi, we're very happy to be your guest.
I'm glad if somebody's happy.
Well, are we gonna eat? I love the food. Luigi, you eat yet?
No, the food here is too rich.
I know just what you mean. Well, I'm order. Waiter.
Yes, sir.
Put this down. 2 shrimp cocktails, 2 vegetable soup, 2 shepherd salad, 2 T-bone steaks, 2 mashed potatoes, 2 string beans. 2 bottles of beer, 2 Boston cream pie, 2 cups of coffee, and 2 plates of ice cream.
Will that be all?
No, I'll have you the same.
Luigi, that's the best supper I'm having in my life. A steak, a potatoes, a pie, ice cream. But what could have come after such a supper?
The electric chair.
Luigi, you're a wonderful host. I'm so full I could bust.
When?
Very much, Charlie. I hope you and the roast enjoyed the meal.
Very much, Tony.
I'm sorry Luigi don't eat it because the man who pays the check, he should eat.
That's a good idea, Pasquale. You eat, you pay the check.
Now, Luigi, I'm not going to take this pleasure away from you.
Please, apostle yourself, Pasquale.
No, it's no use. Tony, give Luigi the check.
Tony, I'm ashamed, but I must...
Luigi, sit down. Huh? Pasquale. The check.
Hey, I'm not going to pay. Luigi's going to pay.
Oh, no.
You eat or you pay.
Before I pay.
You wash the dish.
Oh, no.
First you pay.
What a cheap frame up.
All right, I pay, but I'm going to never come here again. The food is terrible. Huh, Rosa?
I'll have two of the same.
Oh, shut up, you. Well, Tony, thank you.
Hey, sit down, Luigi. Don't run away. I'm going to explain why I give Pasquale the check.
Why?
Well, 6 years ago, Pasquale bring me to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
He promised me big opportunity. What do you think is a big opportunity?
Not to tell me.
You're right. Rosa. One year, he make my life a miserable trying to marry me to Rosa. But tonight, I finally get even with him, and thanks to you, Luigi, my countryman.
No answer, Matano. But please, now we have to run.
No. Now you and your girlfriend sit down and eat.
Eat?
Yes, the food is on the house.
Thanks, Matano. But if it's a shame to you, please put the food on the table.
All right, what are you going to have?
I'm going to let the Peggy order. Peggy, your favorite, please.
Steak, potatoes, pie, ice cream, coffee, bread and butter.
Okay. And Tony, one more thing.
What's that?
No water. Well, good night, Peggy.
Thank you, Luigi.
Is it just American custom? Standing in the hallway?
Yeah. The dialing on the doorbell, you wake up all the neighbors.
Peggy, I'm going to tell you something. It's the first time tonight I'm going to go out to an American girl. Tell the truth. You know, have a good time, huh?
Oh, no, Luigi. I had a wonderful time.
You did it? I don't believe you.
Oh, yes. And you know what I like about you, Luigi?
You like?
Yes. Every other fellow I go out with, all they can think of is wrestling. You're different.
If you like, I study wrestling.
No! Luigi, I'm not doing anything Tuesday night. Maybe you're not doing anything Tuesday night.
So what? Maybe we're both not doing anything Tuesday night.
No. It means we have a date. Good night.
Good night.
I said good night.
That's what I said.
Good night.
Good night. And so, Mamma Mia, I'm closing this letter to tell you everything that come out to good on my first date with an American girl. But maybe you think I was acting a little too fresh. I let the girl a chit to me. All of so, Mamma Mia, I must say, I'm a very grateful to Alexander Graham Barra for an event being a telephone operator. P.S., you're a loving son of Luigi, but an immigrant.
Time over most of these stations when Luigi Vasco writes another letter to Mama Vasco describing his adventures in America. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by High Craft and Cy Howard and stars J. Carroll Nash as Luigi Vasco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Music is directed by Lynn Murray. Bob Lamont speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.